Exclusive: DNC intervenes in effort to jeopardize citizens' voting rights in Nevada. By Hannah Blow on April 28, 2020. The Democratic National Committee, DNC, is intervening in the Election Integrity Group through the vote's effort to challenge Secretary of State Barbara Siegovsk's plan to impose universal mail-in voting for the state's June 9 primary election, petitioning the U.S. District Court for the District of Nevada to take action and join with state election officials. Siegovsk announced the change last month, stating that active registered voters in Nevada will be automatically mailed an absentee ballot. No action or steps, such as submitting an absentee ballot request application, will be required by individual voters in order to receive a ballot in the mail, she said in a statement, attributing the decision to the many uncertainties surrounding the COVID-19 pandemic. Based on extensive conversations with Nevada's 17 county election officials, we have jointly determined that the best option for the primary election is to conduct an all-mail election, she said. True the Vote is suing Nevada on behalf of registered voters and has asked for a declaratory and injunctive relief to halt the Secretary of State's imposition of an universal mail-in election. Her action, the group asserts, violates the Constitution and would lead to widespread election fraud, compromising the integrity of the election. However, a new bloc has emerged, True the Vote announced on Tuesday, as the DNC is actively petitioning the court to join with state officials. The Election Integrity Group also noted that Nevada Democrats took their demands a step further in the form of another lawsuit against Siegovsk to mail ballots to every name in the voter registry, not just active registrations. Additionally, they seek to weaken current state rules that invalidate ballots because of mismatched signatures and prohibit vote harvesting. True the Vote added, stressing that the Secretary of State's initial actions do not go far enough for Democrats and their long-held agenda to fundamentally overhaul U.S. elections. Now that Secretary Siegovsk's administrative fiat faces a legal challenge from True the Vote, the Democrats must support the Secretary's anti-constitutional actions in the federal court case so that they can then sue the Secretary in state court to further expand an agenda that will destroy the rights of Nevada voters and establish a legal precedent ripe for national application in November's elections. The final hearing on the merits of the federal case is scheduled for Wednesday, April 28, the group said, adding that a court ruling is expected before the week's end. True the Vote will immediately file with the U.S. Court of Appeals if the court rules against Nevada voters. True the Vote President Katherine Engelbrecht said the lawsuit is about preserving constitutional rights and protecting elections integrity, noting that Nevada's election laws already provide for absentee balloting, so voters who want to cast their ballot by mail can still do so. We are fighting to preserve options, to preserve checks and balances, to preserve integrity of process, she said. Universal mail-out of ballots to active and inactive voters, watering down security provisions, and encouraging unlimited ballot harvesting by special interest groups reads like a recipe for absolute and intentional election chaos, Engelbrecht added. James Bopp Jr., of the Bopp Law Firm PC, lead counsel for the Nevada Voters, and general counsel for True the Vote Voters' Rights Initiative added. There are national implications for voters nationwide. There is no precedent for such an extraordinary bureaucratic action to overturn laws passed by the legislature to regulate voting in state elections and to put the bureaucrats in charge. Should these politicians succeed in Nevada, it would create a precedent for others to follow and to impose similarly unprotected and unrestricted voting procedures, though bureaucratic fiat. The developments in Nevada serve as just one example of the Democrat Party's widespread effort to overhaul elections nationally, as progressive leaders and dark money groups ramp up their effort to fundamentally change the way the U.S. conducts its elections, using the coronavirus pandemic as the catalyst for their far-left agenda.